obsessed with all things ovine, there is seriously something about sheep and always something new to learn about keeping, breeding and farming them. Welcome to the Sheep Show podcast. I'm Jill Noble from Holston Valley Farm and Sheep Stud and your host. The Sheep Show podcast exists to help you, no matter where you are in the world, what sheep you breed, what size your flock is. This podcast will help your sheep knowledge and your shepherding confidence grow. And it's a two-way street. I love to hear from you and find out how your sheep journey is going. Contact me via Instagram at Holston Valley Farm or via email jill@holstonvalleyfarm.com.au. Come along on this episode as we explore the amazing world of sheep and sheep farming together.
Question we ask ourselves is, what makes the biggest difference in terms of twins and triplets in sheep? A lot of people, and I see them all the time, you know, asking, oh, is this ram, does his ram produce twin? Is this ram twin? All these sorts of questions. And it's a really interesting one just to sort of, I suppose, really think about it and think about it logically, but also think about it in terms of the big picture. So does the ram make a difference about how many twins or triplets are going to be produced? Well, let's look at it. Rams produce hundreds of thousands of sperm, more than enough to produce, you know, lots and lots of lambs at any one time. But, well, how many sperm actually get fertilized or go on to be fertilized? So twins, triplets, and multiple births is a result of multiple ovulation by the ewe. The ewe makes more than one egg each time the ewe comes into heat, and that can result, if the ewe makes more than one egg, that can actually result in multiple births. Now, some breeds, of course, are very well known for producing more offspring. So you might think of things like Finn sheep, for example. And absolutely, this can be a breed characteristic and it can be a trait that we can select for and we can keep improving by basically keeping the offspring of ewes that have produced twins and triplets. And this is a huge challenge, particularly if you're going through your animals and looking at them and thinking, oh, I like that one. That's a big one. Sure, it might be a very big animal, but it may be that that animal was born big and was born a big single. So just bear that in mind. And sometimes that can mean that they may look big, but they may not carry that particular trait or go on to have that particular trait. So the ewe's role is particularly crucial. So how much then does the ram impact? So the thing to think about here would be, what has the ram's mother done? So does the ram have twinning in his parentage, in his history, in his pedigree? And if his mother has produced sets of twins or triplets, then there's a high chance that that will follow on to his female offspring. So let's think about that then. The ewes make the biggest difference. So the ram's maternal line, what has that particular maternal line done? So we can't really measure directly the twinning capability of a ram, but we can look to the maternal lineage and see what has that ram's mother done, and is that something that that ram would basically carry on to his daughters then. So this is where we can sort of look at the ram's impact, the female relatives, and is there genetics for twinning in his lineage because of his female relatives. So I suppose the moral here of this story is that we need to think about, first of all, tracking and recording these sorts of things, and then making sure that if we are wanting I suppose, to increase the risk. And if we are wanting to think about, you know, creating or encouraging the capacity or the potential for animals, all your animals, to produce twins, then genetically, this is, now we're talking genetics here, then you want to think about keeping the rams that have good female twinning offspring or female twinning relatives. So that's really what we're looking at here. So if you want to produce twins, you need to really keep the female offspring from ewes and rams that have twinning in their pedigree. And in that instance, we can then potentially impact or change the likelihood of more twins being born on your property in your particular flock as well. So even if the ram was born as a single, particularly if perhaps that ram's mother was a younger ewe, that also could be a good thing. So not necessarily a bad thing, because that could be that that ewe is demonstrating fertility. The ewe as a first-time maiden ewe is able to produce animals, mother animals, and produce really healthy ram lambs in this particular case, or lambs in this particular case. But then you want to look at the mother of that particular animal. So look at that particular ewe's, so the ram's mother, look at that ewe's mother, so that would be the ram's grandmother, to see if there's twinning in her performance history. And then you can also ask about the ram's sire's mother again. So if you think about that ram lamb that was born to this particular maiden ewe that we've hypothetically created, what is that ram's father's female line like? Is there twinning in her records as well? So this is sort of an indicator. These are all indicators of the potential to produce twins from a genetic line. Now, of course, genetics are only part of the picture. We know that what can really make the difference is us and creating that environment and really thinking about what is happening in the environment, particularly things about flushing that I've mentioned in a previous podcast, and then body condition score as well. So again, bearing in mind the healthier that particular sheep is, the more likely they will, first of all, if they're in a body condition score 2 and 3, they're going to respond to flushing very well. But if they're in a good condition score, not a great or sort of extreme condition score, but a good condition score 2 or 3, then you're going to also mean that their ability to get pregnant, produce lambs, and the environment is going to also encourage that flushing. So again, all those environmental conditions around nutrition and feed and body condition score, those are some of the things that are going to make the biggest difference environmentally from a year to year. And then the other thing I think is really important is actually for you to go through your sheep records and just see, well, how many of your sheep do actually produce twins? Is it the norm? You know, so are you looking at 70, 80% of your sheep producing twins, or potentially even more? Maybe it is 100%, depending on your flock. You know, generally what I would have is 70% twins, 10% triplets, and 20% singles. That's generally what I would get on a typical year. Now, bear in mind, again, years, environments can make a huge difference. Yeah. So things like temperature, hot and cold, things like grass coverage, things like worm burdens, all those things can make a difference in any one particular year, even though those animals have the potential to produce twins. Environmentally, that potential may not be realized because of some temporary thing that might impact them in that, on that particular season, or in that particular year. So it's a really interesting thing to explore and think about. And then also to think about, okay, well, can we make a difference? Are there things that we do or don't do that can make it a difference to what actually happens on the ground, in our farms, in our environments? And ultimately, this is where our management comes in, reducing the worm burden, being aware of what feed is doing on the ground, and thinking about things, any stressors. So again, heat can be a stressor, rough handling, moving them frequently, you know, dog attacks, anything like that that can cause stressors on the animal. We recently had a pretty bad storm go through here, and a lot of sheep producers are talking about how stressed that can actually make their sheep, particularly going into breeding season and then delaying breeding season or delaying introducing the ram so that those sheep can get over that particular turbulence that has happened in the weather. And then they're more settled. Even transporting them, I find, can be a huge problem or a huge challenge as well, particularly on a very hot day. That can really be quite a negative impact on the animal and the particularly in that breeding season. So think about it in terms of that it is going to be environmental and nutrition and genetics coming together. And the genetic element here is not, was the ram a twin themselves? Of course, that tells you most likely if the ram is a twin that its mother has the ability to produce twins. So there's a kind of an indicator there. But ultimately, even that, if that ram was a twin or was a single, what is happening in the maternal line? And is the maternal line giving you an indication of what that ram would then pass on to his daughters? And that might have a huge positive influence in your flock and particularly increasing the prolific nature of your sheep on the ground. Ultimately, for me, it's about healthy lambs and, you know, not necessarily the more the merrier. Triplets can be a bit of a challenge, and particularly for ewes, they can be a bit of a challenge. But ultimately, we want at least each animal to produce a healthy lamb. One, ideally, twins is even better. Yeah, if we can actually get twins on the ground, and that would be the perfect combination, if you like, in that winning combination for lambing, if we were to actually get twins, it's always something to sort of think about. And of course, from a point of view of increased profit, and a ewe's ability to have twins instead of just one will mean that she's double the value for you as well. And that's really what we're really wanting to think, you know, can we have that in our flocks and things like that? Now, sometimes we can think about, you know, taking a twin-born ewe lamb and she's going to automatically have twins. It's not really that simple. I see this all the time. And particularly if people, again, are sort of shopping. And really, ultimately, we've got to think about much more things to think about, particularly around how we manage our sheep and how we manage the environment, rather than just looking at very basic, rudimentary indications with our animals.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sheep Show podcast. Please take a moment to share this episode via your podcast app, email, or social media channels. Each share helps us reach listeners just like you who can benefit from our sheep-focused content. Let me know how your sheep journey is going. Contact me via Instagram at Holston Valley Farm or via email, jill@holstonvalleyfarm.com.au. Until next time, sheep well.